My name is Genesis Jimenez. I am 17 years old. Today is May 29th, and I'm speaking with Janelle Silva, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Harriman, Utah. So the first question is, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I am 21 years old. I got married when I was 19. I've been living in Utah for about 3 years now. I was born and raised in Puerto Rico, where I played volleyball, I surfed, I did bodyboarding, and I was part of the LDS church over there as well. I love to cook. I love being at home with my husband and my dog, Chiquito. He's a tiny chihuahua, and I love being outdoors and going to church.
Okay, so you told me that you played volleyball over there?
Yep, I was at a national team called Vaqueras, which means cowgirls in Spanish. It was really fun. I was there for about 3 years or so, and then I switched over to Queens, another team, and then after that I graduated high school and got too busy for that. So, but I loved it. It's an escape. It's really nice. I need to get fit now to keep playing, but it's a really good sport.
If you could keep playing volleyball, would you?
Yep, for sure. We have a, by my home, we have a, like a sand volleyball court, and we try to go there at least once a month, and it's really fun. The sand gets really hot, though, but it's really fun, and I would definitely play volleyball again if I could.
Okay, fine. And you're married, that's right?
Yes, I've been married for 2 years now.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your first date?
Oh, my first date with my husband?
Yep.
Okay, so we met at a dance. We were dancing at an LDS YSA church dance. And we were... I was with my friends, he was with his friends, and that's where we met. That was Friday. On Sunday, he appeared at my ward, which was really creepy but cute at the same time. And then on Tuesday, right after that Sunday, he took me out for pizza. We don't consider that our first date. We consider that the date to plan the first date. So it's really interesting. We went out for pizza. We talked about a little bit about ourselves, what we like, how do we like our pizza, and then we planned our first date, like I said. We went over to, it's called El Morro. It's a fort in Puerto Rico built centuries ago, but right now it is a touristic site. We had our first date. It was really romantic. It was nighttime, so it was past 7. Everything was really dark, and you could just see the lights on the fort lighting up. And we walked on the beach, and we sat in the fort, and we looked at the stars, and he kissed me on my first date.
Oh, that's pretty soon.
Yep.
How come?
So, I don't want to say I didn't want to allow it, but I did, like, let myself go, so I didn't really care. He started, like, on my shoulder and then on my neck. It was really creepy, but at the same time romantic.
Oh, so he just goes for it.
Okay. Yep.
What are the most important lessons you've learned from your husband so far?
I think patience. I mean, when you marry... We dated for 2.5 years or so. And there were so many things I learned from him, but at the same time, when I got married and started living with him, I realized that there's a lot of things that I didn't know about him. And so I think just bearing with his differences, with his way of handling things, because we have different ways of doing everything. We are like water and fire, but at the same time, we work together and we make things happen. So I think that's the biggest lesson, just being patient and taking life day by day and knowing and recognizing that we are not the same, that we are meant to complement each other, not to fight against each other.
Have you guys had any hardships so far?
Yeah, I think, well, finances are really tough, especially when you are a completely newbie to all this stuff. We're trying to buy a house right now. We're trying to get our credit scores high, and we didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So I think that's the hardest thing so far, just being on the same page financially, because I love to spend money on this stuff, which is not bad for me, but he loves to spend money on movies, for example. And to me, that's silly, but I have to understand that if he lets me buy 3 pairs of shoes a week, then I have to let him buy 5 movies a month. It's just balancing and recognizing that, like I said, we're different and that finances need to be taken like hand by hand rather than against each other.
I think we all have that same problem with relationships, just money wise.
Yep, it gets tough. So you need to know how to be patient with each other.
When did you know that he was the one?
I was telling him about some health issues that I had, and this was like towards our second month of knowing each other. I was telling him about like myself and what I am, how many times I've been hospitalized and so many things. And he was the most considerate person on earth. I felt seriously like he did care for me, like he wanted to be there for me. And so that feeling of having someone there for you, it's amazing. Actually, I forgot to say that, but a month after we met, I had breast surgery. I had a potential mass that was dangerous, and so they had it removed from me. And he visited me every day, even though my mom didn't let him in. He went home every single day. He asked me if I was doing good, if I needed anything. He took flowers home. My mom didn't let him in, of course. But he was, that's what I'm trying to say. He was there. And so it meant a lot for me in the hardest times.
So did mom not like him?
I don't know. She didn't. He had a really bad reputation. He's a really social person, and so he would just be all over the girls and just being really friendly and so trying to make friends. Kind of, yeah. That's a good word. And so my mom had heard all of these things, and of course, both my mom and my dad both grew like a retention to him, if that's a good word. It's just, yeah, it wasn't really great. Even when he engaged and we told them that we were engaged, it was really hard for them. We practically ended up planning everything by ourselves, except for the last 5 months before the wedding. That's where my mom really softened her heart, and she decided that it was going to happen.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit more about the engagement, like how it happened and just...
Yeah, so it was Christmas day in 2016, no, 2014, sorry. 2014, Christmas day. Christmas is my favorite holiday, and so he knew that. And he also knew that I love... My grandmother, she had this house in the rural part of Puerto Rico. She had an amazing view to the San Juan port where all the cruises were. And it was just an amazing view. And so he knew that I love the view, that I love Christmas. And he knew the type of ring that I love, which is a circular ring. Really big circular ring. And so that day on Christmas, it was pretty late. We were just about to get home. And we had a pair of binoculars. We were looking at the cruises and all that stuff. And then he asked something like, he asked something really specific that I had to double look at it. He was like, did you see that one? Oh my gosh, it's so cute. And so when I looked at the cruise, I was like, yeah, I see it. And then I took my binoculars off, and there he was kneeling with the ring. It was really cute. It was tough because we tried to keep it, we really kept it secret from my family for a long, long time.
So. Wait, was I there that night?
Yeah, you were.
Oh, well, I had no
everyone,
idea.
Everyone was there that night. So he was really smooth. It was really good.
The boy can keep secrets. Can you tell me about your wedding day?
Yep. So my wedding day was the most stressful / beautiful day in my life. First of all, I woke up, I got ready, and my mom got home with a bouquet of flowers that I completely hated. The bouquet of flowers that I ordered was nothing like what my mom got home with. And so I started crying, and I grabbed a pair of scissors, and I started cutting all of the leaves that were just randomly placed on that bouquet. It was the most stressful thing ever. And so they were doing my hair, they were doing my makeup, my dress, the bouquet. I couldn't find my wallet with my temple recommend because we were getting married in the temple. I couldn't find anything. And the thing that I hated the most was my mother-in-law sending me a picture of my husband eating McDonald's at the table kitchen. Just like nothing was happening. He was just so relaxed. And I don't know why, I feel bad for this right now, but I don't know why before that made my blood boil. It was horrible. But overall, after we got sealed in the temple and when we got to the reception, we had lots of fun. We danced a lot. We had a super delicious food. We got an amaretto almond cake. It was a perfect day. It was not too long or too short. It was completely perfect.
Cute. And then so you went straight to your honeymoon, right?
Yep, right after that. It's actually interesting because when we were a few months before we got married, we didn't have any much funds left for anything. And so we were planning to just drive down south to St. George or something like that, or just stay local. And my father-in-law, he called us a few weeks before the wedding, and he's like, hey, you guys, I paid you a few nights at the Sheraton downtown in Salt Lake City, so you can stay there. It was really a relief. So right after we got married and we went to the reception, we drove all the way down to downtown. And we stayed there for 3 days and two nights, and we had a blast. A lot of friends and family came from Puerto Rico to visit, and so we went to the zoo with them. We spent a lot of late nights at the hot tub of the hotel with them. It was really fun.
Oh, fun. So you got married in the Salt Lake Temple, right?
Yeah. We originally wanted to do Manti, but there was a lot of people from Puerto Rico that weren't able to get there somehow, and so we just decided to stay close to the airport and the track stations and easy transportation access.
Do you think the Salt Lake Temple is like the cheesiest temple to get married in?
I don't think that, but my husband does. So he was like, I don't want to get married in the Salt Lake Temple. That's an LDS cliche. I'm not doing that. And when he realized that his mom wasn't able to get anywhere, he then said, okay, let's do it. It's honestly a cliche somehow, or the most cheesiest thing to do, but the temple itself, it's really beautiful. The history behind it, the hands that worked on it, it has deep history, and that's why I love it so much. So that's it.
Can you share a favorite story about your husband? Just a random one.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I can think of one right now. I think not a story, but like a fact more of thing. He collects board games and movies. Before I got married and I was living by myself with my family, I wasn't much of a collector person, and he does collect all these movies and all these games, and it really brings joy to my life. Like every time we don't know what to do, we're bored, or we are looking for ideas, he's like, I have a new movie here, let's play this game. It's a really enlightening thing to do. At first it made me mad because he was spending so much money in these movies, but now it's like, yeah, let's go to Best Buy and get a new movie or whatever. It's really interesting. I didn't really expect that from him, but it really lightens up my life.
Okay, jumping to your educational life. Mm-hmm. You're currently going to SLIG, that's right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's your educational goal?
My educational goal is to be the head of HR for the company I work for, preferably, but just pretty much anywhere. I've been working in human resources for about 3 years, and that's what I'm studying, and that's what I want to major in when I finish my master's. So yeah, just being the vice president or the president of human resources somewhere and helping others get jobs and follow compliance within the company and doing a lot of interesting things.
Okay. And can you tell me again the name of your company that you're working for?
I work right now for a company named Boral, B-O-R-A-L. They are a construction/materials company. They are worldwide. They're based off of Australia, but I am in their corporate office for the North America division. So I am an HR coordinator. I do all the hiring, all the taxes. I do all the payroll stuff and background checks and Department of Labor reporting. A lot of interesting things.
Do you feel like your job is your calling?
Yeah, I really feel like it is. It makes me feel... It makes me feel like I'm helping others, you know, at this point that I am right now in human resources, I feel like I'm helping others get jobs. I'm helping others provide for their families. And so, yeah, I can say it's my calling for sure.
If you could have any other job, what would it be?
Oh, I think I would want to be a flight attendant. Think it's sexy. I think it's not just, no, I'm just kidding. I mean, it is sexy, but whatever. I think it's just so interesting. At the same time, I would like to be a flight attendant if I was like single and without kids or anything, because you fly for 4 days, you're home for two. You fly for 4 days, you're home for two. So it can be a little tough when you have a family. But I just think it's really interesting. Like whenever I get on a plane and I look at the flight attendants, I'm like, I want to do that. It looks really interesting.
So you do like traveling, right?
I do. Yeah, we're actually going to Puerto Rico the second week of July. My father-in-law is getting married. And so we're going to be there for their special moment. And we're going to go and be tourists for a week and a half.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Nope, sorry.
So can you tell me one of the most difficult moments in your life, just in general?
I think my mom not accepting the life that I had planned for myself. She's going to hate me if she listens to this, but my dad has always been the most outgoing one in the relationship, the one that usually listens to you and wants you to find a solution to fix your problems. But my mom tends to be a little hardened when it comes to something that she doesn't like, and so she would say really disrespectful comments about my husband when we were dating, and he would listen to them and he would feel really bad. So I think that's just been the most difficult thing, to have my mother and my husband as enemies for a while. It's not the most amazing relationship right now between them, but it's definitely going somewhere. And just looking at the two people that you love the most in your life not getting along, it's really, really difficult. So
she's trying to get over it, you're saying, right?
Yeah, I guess she is. She's just like a baby.
Do you think she'll be the same with my future husband?
Probably. I don't know. Well, maybe your future husband doesn't have the reputation Mandy has. So
you hopefully have hopes. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, my mom for sure. She's been always a really hardworking person, even though she loses her temper just like I do all the time. She always puts her family first. I've seen now more than ever how much she sacrifices herself for her kids and for her husband and for her family. And I know that whenever I have kids, I'm gonna know what it feels like. And I think someone else would be my husband right now. He's a really hardworking person. Whenever we're tight on money or whenever our plans don't go out as they were planned, he just goes out there. He's an Uber driver, so he would be Ubering all night long. I remember one winter he left to do Uber. This was a year and a half ago, and he didn't come back until 7 in the morning because he got stranded in the snow. And we had to call the auto insurance so we could get a tow truck. It was horrible. And I was sleeping the whole time thinking he was by my side, but I get a call at 7 in the morning saying, I'm stuck at the Cottonwood. It was up in Cottonwood Canyon. And he was just, you know, he really goes out there whenever he needs to. And of course he wants to, but I think he's an example of dedication and hard work. He can be lazy. I'm not saying he can't be lazy, but whenever he needs to go out there, he definitely does.
So even though you guys have gone through hardships, he's definitely one of your, a big influence in your life.
Yeah, whenever we get into an argument or we had a small fight, it's always good to see the sunny side of the story. I once heard a quote that said, without rain, you can't have flowers. And that's exactly how it is in marriage. Without the hard moments, without struggles, you cannot have a good marriage. You cannot be successful. You need to know each other. You need to know how he's going to react to the hardest moments in life, as well as he has to know how I'm going to react to the hardest moments in life. So he definitely is.
So you guys argue a lot?
Probably twice a week. I don't know if that's a lot, but it's usually over simple things.
Kinda, so. Yeah. Yeah. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Don't be afraid. I think go out there. When I was younger, or a teenage myself, I think I was just so ashamed of going to the beach because I was going to show my body, of what people were thinking about myself. Oh my gosh, I don't have this backpack, or I don't have this shoes. Don't worry about that. You know, I would say, go out there, be yourself. People are going to love you for who you are, not for what you have or for what you are able to buy or whatever. Just love yourself and know that you're capable of doing so many things, because unfortunately, I didn't have anyone to tell me this. And if I did, it was my mom, and I wasn't going to listen to her. So that's what I would tell myself.
Yeah, I somehow listened to you instead of mom, too. So that's good. Yeah. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Oh, my gosh.
There are so many things, huh?
Do I really have to answer this question?
Yes.
I think, I'm not going to fall into detail, but I think lying to my mom when she knew that I was lying, but I just said, I'm going to say, because we all make mistakes. I was partying one night and I got home super drunk and I threw up in our hallway, and I told her that I ate a bad burger. And she was like, you didn't. I know that you're drunk. I mean, she didn't tell me, but it was embarrassing. Right now, I remember that, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? So I think lying to her whenever she knows that I'm lying and that there's something else.
That really is the worst. I've lived it. Okay, can you compare Salt Lake City to Puerto Rico really quick?
I don't know if I can. It's just so different, I guess. I'm not saying, I want to change your question, and I'm not going to compare, I'm going to contrast it. People here are they're more interpersonal. They want to have a relationship with you, even though it's going to last 5 minutes probably. But I feel like people are more civilized here. People actually follow transit rules, like a simple stop on a intersection, for example. Over there, it's just like a jungle all the time. I mean, people are great. People are really social. Tourism is beautiful. You cannot compare that to anywhere else in the world. But it's just like a jungle all the time. And I wish it would be more civilized. So, like I said, I'm going to go to Puerto Rico right now in July with my husband. And I haven't been in 2 years. So I'm really scared of what's going to be in front of me.
So we both lived in Puerto Rico for what?
Well, I lived there for 18 years.
And
you did for
15, 14?
Yeah, 14.
So we lived there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hard to contrast and compare.
And to get used to it here, you know, like get used to a completely new life where everything is just so, it's just really different. You cannot compare it.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
As a person or in the interview?
Whatever you want.
I don't know. I think I didn't mention in the interview that I'm planning to take my real estate license. So I'm going to be done with school by December. And once I graduate, I'm going to take my real estate license so I can become a realtor agent. So I'm really pumped for that. I'm really excited. My best friend's actually planning to do that with me. So I'm really excited. My current realtor, the one that's helping me get a home and get approved and everything, she's actually the one that's helping me get licensed. So she's giving me all the websites and all the things to get ready. So I'm really excited for that, and I didn't mention that. So,
well, that's fun. You're gonna be a professional.
Yeah. A business lady.
Yep, there you go. So thank you for this interview. I'm really glad we got to do this, and yep, I'll see y'all later.